Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
So last week we talked about staying in the faith. Staying in the faith. So it's important to stay in the faith. You know, I gave some examples of people that use God as a storm god. You know, something happens in their life and they don't see any way to get help, so they'll come to the church and there's a storm going on in their life and they need some help, so they come and they'll get solution and answer. And you don't see him for a while. You don't see him ever. They used him as a storm god. He's not a storm god. He wants you to be dependent on him for everything. For your whole life. Everything. That's what he created you for. To worship him. In spirit and truth, right? And he has everything you're looking for. Fulfillment comes from a relationship in God. That's what we're all about here. Relationship with God. And growing and maturing in the Word of God. And so last week we talked about staying in the faith, continuing in the faith. And reason being is, faith is everything that God does, it's by faith. He can't do anything without faith. You have to believe it. If you don't believe it, he's not going to be a part of it. Seeing that? So everything happens by faith in the kingdom of God, in the realm of God. And it says in Romans 12 that we've all been given a measure of faith. So, this idea that we're going to have a fulfilled life and possess all this, what God is, a healthy, whole life without God in the mix, that's not going to happen. So the idea, we need God, right? So it has to be by faith. So, it says in Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So our faith increases and begins to work in us by hearing God's Word. So that's why it's important to come to a Word church and hear the Word prophesied over you, because it quickens your faith. It causes your faith to be alert and alive. So, last week we talked about continuing in the faith. Remember, we talked about being grounded in the faith. The word grounded is a agriculture term. Agriculture. Agra, in the word, in the Latin, it literally means, agra means land. Culture is taken, the word culture is taken from the word cult. So cult means it's outside the norm. You've heard of people being in cults? So that would be an unorthodox religion. See that? It's a cult. It's not orthodox. Doesn't fit in the realm of God and His creation. It's outside of the theology that the Bible teaches. Am I making sense? So, now listen to me. The word land, agra, means land. Guess what? You're the land. You're the land now. You're the promised land. Agra means land, culture. So you and I are to cultivate by faith God's will and His word in our life. And we have to cultivate it by faith, by believing and working it. When you work your faith, it cultivates in you belief that brings to fruition everything God says in His Word. You see this? So, cult, agriculture, outside the norm. So think about this. God says you're supposed to love your enemy. How do I love my enemy? It has to be cultivated. It has to be by faith. It has to be cultivated in you. It's not the norm. See, God's creating a culture in you so you can begin to live the way He created you to, because it's not normal to love your enemy. It's not normal to pray for people who persecute you and use you and despitefully use you. It's not even normal to love your wife the way God says to love your wife, to lay down your life for your wife. That's not normal. It has to be cultivated. And He cultivates it in a marriage, under a roof. Trials, difficulties, challenges, trials. You have to have trials. There has to be challenge. There has to be opposition. If there's no opposition, you will sit on the couch and eat bonbons and do everything for your flesh. Because your flesh is against you. But when there's difficulties and now you depend on God, that's why we need trials. The courtroom of heaven is in session. Just like you're watching the news, all this court stuff going on in the government, all this, that's a very good depiction of what's going on in the unseen world. There's a battle going on over your life, over your soul. You have to be intentional about this battle. And you have to be intentional about the trial you're in. And when you understand the trial, it says, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Let patience have its perfect work, that you may be complete, lacking nothing. See, God's going to complete you through faith and tests. You're going to have to take a test every day. Are you going to believe God about the situation? Or are you going to believe all these other voices? I'm going to believe what God says. Because He's your creator and He's your source. You see this? And that's what the trial's for. It's for you, your development. And to develop that patience, which is the fruit that He's trying to produce in your life. Fruit is the first attribute of love. Patience is the first attribute of love. See that? I need me some patience. You ever just want to blow a gasket? You ever be in the line, you know, somewhere, and it ain't moving? And you just want to get upset? That's some development taking place. You have to say, God, I need you. I'm not gonna wig out. I'm not gonna blow a gasket. I'm gonna let God help me in this. It's the same way in all relationships, everything. You're gonna be tested and tried. See this? Am I gonna go back to drinking? I've given up drinking. I've given up drugs. Am I gonna go back to that? The heat is on. Well, that I'm gonna go to that. See? God wants you to use your faith in that so you don't have to go to that. So you can get truth and be authentic and be real and be who God created you to be and have peace of mind and wholeness and security and health in your heart and your life. Am I making sense? That's what the trial's for. The trial comes to bring out the best in you. We need opposition in our life. You can't do it without it. You won't want to do it. You want to, like I said, put up your feet, sit there and watch TV, and eat something all day. Making sense? Glad you came to church? We're going to cultivate some stuff today. Today we're going to talk about hope. Hope. So, hope is a powerful thing. Faith, hope, and love, says in 1 Corinthians 13. And the greatest of these is love. Faith, hope, and love. Faith is the only thing that moves God, and the only way you're going to get what God has for you. It takes hope right in the middle to get you to the love. Because the love is where the power is. The love is where the power is. The power is in the love. When the love's there, your finances, when you see what God's trying to help you with in your finances, the power is going to be there. You're going to start to prosper. You're going to start to be able to have things. Are you with me? God's going to take care of you. He's going to help you. When you get the love there in your relationships, you're going to start having a bless me contest with your wife and your spouse and your children. Am I making sense? Your relationships are going to improve. When the love is in there, the love is where the power is, but it doesn't grow normal. Doesn't grow normal. It's natural to want to retaliate. It's natural to want to get you told. It's natural to want to whoop your backside. Am I making sense? But now the development's there. Wait a minute, I'm going to do this God's way. Oh, I can get along with this person. This person is a good person. I love me, this person. Donita, I love Donita. Are you with me? We just always in a bless me contest. I know you're tired of hearing that. Too bad. Because we're going to stay in it. Are you with me? We went out to dinner for Sweetest Day last night. And somebody made us these masks. I'll show it to you. Can't believe I'm doing this, but there it is. We walked in. See, that's a picture of my mug on there. And so we walked into this restaurant with these on. Donita had hers on, and you know, and all of a sudden we hear this giggling. People just breaking out, this big round table. They're laughing, like, pointing. And we had to tell them where they came from. They wanted to know how to get one. But it was funny. Just having fun. Are you with me? So the idea is you can enjoy the journey. You're going to have trials. You're going to have things you're going to go through. But when you have hope, hope, the meaning of hope is joyful anticipation of good. In other words, God is showing you something, and you can be joyful in your waiting period because good is coming. God is going to bring it out and make good out of it because that's all He does. He works all things together for the good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose. He is a good God, and all He wants is good for your life. And He will give you the best in life if you will trust Him. Am I making sense? We gotta get going here. Let's go to our. I'm gonna preach here in a minute. Let's go to our vision. To build a people who are established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. The refining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the hearts. He's always testing our hearts. Remember, this whole year has been on love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. Look where it starts, with your heart. All your heart. When those two are in place, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. You are right in the center of the will of God. You are in the center of the will of God. See, when you discover how much God loves you, when you understand that, now you can love your neighbor as yourself. Because if you don't understand that, you can't love people. You see, what happens is when you really get in touch with God, you begin to see how valuable you are. Now look, when you don't know that, you have a low self-esteem. All crime, all addictive behaviors come from a low self-esteem. The word esteem means value. You don't value yourself. If you don't value yourself, you can't value other people. But now look, when you get in touch with God and your heart is centered around Him, He shows you how valuable you are. Oh, dude, I'm all right. You know, I got something going on. God created me for something good. You look in the mirror and say, look what the Lord has done. Not in a bragging sense, but God doesn't make junk. Amen? And your value comes up. And now you begin to understand, I can treat people. I value people. I'm not going to mistreat them because I value them. I'm not going to mistreat myself by putting that in my body because I value what God has for me. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for all that you're going to do in our hearts and our lives. So, Lord, we ask that you speak to our hearts and let us not remain the same because we have been in your presence. In your presence is the fullness of joy. And you said you would show us the path of life. Show us the path of life this morning, Father. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. All right. We're going to talk about hope today. And it says, go with me to Romans chapter 15, verse 13. What's hope mean? Joyful anticipation of good. You know what, Tim? I'm gonna change it up on you. Go back to Hebrews 10:22. We're going to start there. Look what he says. This is where we were last week. Let us draw near with what? A true heart in full assurance of what? Faith. See, that's what we were talking about last week, faith. So all three of those are in here, faith, hope, and love, and that's what I'm going to show you. Of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water, let us hold fast the confession of our what? Hope. Hold fast means as though your life depends on it. Hold fast to the confession. That word confession is the word homo logo. Homo, the word homo means same. Logos is the word. Same word. I'm going to hold fast to the word that God has given me with my hope. See that? I'm not going to let go of it. See that? Nothing's going to change my mind. I'm holding fast to what God has said to me. And that's what he's looking for. He wants you and I to hold on to the confession of our hope, of our joyful anticipation of good. Because why? Because faith, hope, and love. That hope is going to get me to the love. Because the love is the final product in every area of our life. God's unconditional love. Now look at this. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is faithful. Then he says, and let us consider. Remember, this word consider means to think on, to ponder upon, to think deeply. Look what he says, about one another. We're to think about each other deeply. Ponder. If someone's here today and you know them and they're discouraged and they're upset and their countenance is down, you should start considering them and thinking about them deeply. So maybe you can give them a call, have a word of encouragement or something. We all need that in life. Are you listening to me? All of us, at one time or another, we need to consider one another. He's talking about the body of Christ. When we consider one another, then we are going to be concerned about one another. You see this? You can't do this on your own. We need each other to do the will of God. You know, I was telling Donita this week about how you've heard of people have this independent spirit. They're always independent. They think they don't need to be in a church, a body of believers, to do the will of God. I'm going to tell you, you cannot do the will of God outside the body of Christ. Can't do it. This won't happen. You'll be spinning your wheels and you'll be miserable as a goose in a hailstorm trying to do it yourself. Because you have people that want to be they want to come to something like this once in a while and then go do their own thing. That's called an independent spirit. You know what that's like? That's like a tumor in your body. When you get a tumor, a cancerous tumor, it's not dependent on the body. It grows independent of the body. But it can destroy your body. Did you hear that? It can destroy your body.
We don't want to be like that. We want to be connected in the body so God can bring healing and health in our life. You see this? If you're always independent, it's like a tumor. You can't do this on your own. You need God. And He works through His body here on earth in Christ. We're the body of Christ, hands and feet of Jesus. Right here we are, all you together, all of us doing the will of God together. This is it. Is this making sense? Now look. In order, this word order is the word taxidermy. You catch a big fish, you go to a taxidermist, they plaque it and they put it on the wall. It looks like it just jumped out of the water. Looks like it's alive. That's what he's saying. I want you to have this order. I want it to look alive. I want the body of Christ to look alive. See that? That's what God is calling us to. Now watch this. In order to stir up love and good works. This word stir up means to irritate. Wait a minute. Go back to that if you would, Tim. Stir up means to irritate. Some of you have gotten irritated already by what I've said. That's good. Stir up. This word stir means to irritate and stimulate. We need to be irritated. We need to be irritated and stimulated in the love of God. You see this? Without being irritated and stimulated, you're not going to fulfill the will of God or do the love of God or grow in the love of God. You see that? What for? Stir up love and what? Good works. The Bible says in Ephesians 3:10, we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works. Ephesians 2:10. For good works which God created that we should walk in them. We're His workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works which God prearranged beforehand that we should walk in them. Those good works He created us for come out of the love of God. You see that? You see it? Say amen if you see it. This is huge. In those works, that's where you're fulfilled. That's where purpose is. That's where life makes sense. The dots are coming together. I'm fulfilled in His will, doing the work He created me. Before you were even born, He had that plan. And then when you heard the gospel, it said, hey, I'm talking to you. We had somebody come here a couple weeks ago, and they wanted to know how to be saved. And I was preaching the word of God. They came up after the service and wanted to know how to be saved. What's that? Only God can do that. You see that? That faith was quickened in them, and now they want to be saved. And now they want to be discipled. Is this making sense? That's how it works. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Now watch. Give me the next one. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as in the manner of some, but exhorting one another, so much more as you see the day approaching. That word day means the return of the Lord. Jesus is coming back. We should live every day like He's coming back in my next breath. That's how we're to be living. We live that way daily. Now, not forsaking. That word forsaking means to be down, out, and behind. So when someone will get hurt in church by somebody. Remember I told you, if you haven't been hurt in church, you're not even ready to do the will of God. You're going to get hurt. Because God's trying to develop something in you that's not normal. See that? That's going to hurt because you don't understand. You see this? And it's going to cause you, oh man, even like this corona virus. This is challenging us in ways that we don't understand. And it causes an attitude. It causes things to get uncomfortable. But know that God is developing something in you of eternal value to help someone else with it. That's really what's going on. And when you understand it, it's like, dude, I see it now. I can do this. This isn't that difficult. God is on your side. I have hope, a joyful anticipation of good. Now look, Not forsaking the assembling. That word assembling, I remember I used to build models, remember? You'd have assembling instructions. That's what they were called, assembly instructions. So you could put every part in place of that airplane. An airplane so it can get to its destiny. That's what the airplane engineers say. We have to assemble the aircraft. And they're talking about putting every part in place so it can reach its destiny. See, when every part is in its place, we're all going to reach our destiny. Ooh, did you get that? We have to be assembled. And that's what we are. We're the assembly. Now watch this. Okay. So, go with me to, now go with me to Romans 15, 13. See, in times like we're in now, we can feel helpless. Have you had some times where you feel helpless? You know, I'm a pastor. I've been here for 21 years, but I've been pastoring for about 26 years. And Tuesday, this past Tuesday, can I get raw with you? Tuesday, I'm going to tell you, it was the worst day of my life, bar none, since I've been pastoring here. You know why? When you stand in a place like this and prophesy God's word over people, you're calling them out of darkness and into the light. You see that? The devil does not want that to take place. And I'm telling you, there is a real devil and real demons. Donita's reading a book right now, Bondage Breaker. It talks about a lot of this demonic stuff. You know, and I'm not looking for a demon under every rock. But I can, Tuesday, I was feeling this. I'm telling you. Here's the thing. Nobody could tell by looking at me. Because I had hope. But I even got a deeper revelation of my hope. And when I did, boom, it went off on me. See that? God says, you can do this, big boy. See that? You got to watch. I'm going to tell you something. Every one of us are going to be in battle. We are in a war over your soul. Now watch. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, when you have that hope, you have power in the Holy Spirit. The joyful anticipation of good. You have power in your life to get to the love. See that? To get to the love. You see, without a hope, you won't get to the love. And the love brings freedom in you. I can love. When you have this love working in you, you're not going to be addicted to flip. You listen to me? Because you don't want anything to contaminate you. You're going to pay your bills on time. You're going to have people that want to be around you. Your wife's going to love you. And you're going to love your wife. You see this? And it's real.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now.
Been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com. or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.